Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
I am. I'm all fired up, ladies and gentlemen. And you should be, too. All right, let's get to the phones. Mike in Arizona, hi, you're on the program.
Yes, Rick, good evening.
Thank you.
Hey, I have a little article here. This is from the New York Times of the 31 January of 2003. You had suggested earlier about why Saddam's not standing trial about invading Kuwait and the Halabja affair.
Yes.
I'll go real fast here. Stephen C. Pelletier, a former Central Intelligence Agency senior political analyst on Iraq during the Iran and Iraq War.
Yes, I remember him.
Yes, a former professor at the Army War College from 1988 to 2000. He was privy to a lot of the material that flowed through Washington having to do with the Persian Gulf. He headed an Army investigation how the Iraqis would fight a war against the United States. The classified version of the report into much detail about the Halabja affair, the gassing of Halabja, occurred during the course of the battle between the Iraqis and the Iranians. The Iraqis used chemical weapons to try to kill the Iranians who had seized the town, which is in northern Iraq. After the battle, the Defense Intelligence Agency investigated and produced a classified report which asserted that Iranian gas killed the Kurds, not Iraqi gas. The DIA found that both Iran and Iraq had used gas against each other in the battle around Halabja. The condition of the Kurdish bodies indicated that they were killed by a blood agent, a cyanide-based gas, which Iran was known to have used. The Iraqis had probably used mustard gas in the battle. And so it just, I kind of understand why they don't want to talk about the Halabja affair. It's
a big
political because from what I understand, it was Israel that was supplying the Iranians with the hydrogen cyanide. One other aspect, and I did a little bit of research. I had come across the book by a gentleman. He was Alfred Lilienthal. He wrote a pretty big book.
The Zionist Connection. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. And in there, he talks about this ship, the Shearsburg, that was hijacked by Israel in the late 1960s.
Right.
That had 200 tons of uranium on it. And it's just odd that we hear all about the Achille Laurel and all this, and they go on and on. And I typed in the Shearsburg in a search engine in a computer, and there were only four articles ever in there. But if you type in the Achille Laurel, you'll have tens of thousands of articles. So
that's the way it goes.
Funny. Yeah.
That's how you influence people's thinking in the West, you know. You
that's
manipulate
for sure.
their minds. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, Mike.
Okay, later. Thanks a lot. Great
you
show.
You bet. You bet. As always, thank you, the listener, for calling. And, and of course, the Iranian cleric that was quoted by none other than the guy that's on Sean Hannity has been saying that Israel would not be able to survive its own nuclear attack on Iran or the Muslim world. But the Muslim world will survive, and it will win eventually. And that's interesting. Because I don't believe it's going to be a slam dunk with Iran as it was with Iraq. And both were enemies of Israel, as you know. And essentially, the whole Middle East is an enemy of Israel. And the whole world now, we're learning, the whole world they consider to be anti-Semitic, as they say. Even God is an anti-Semite. We have statements from some of these Zionist leaders who have said God is an anti-Semite. I guess they'll want to launch a nuclear strike against God, and they'll want to take him before some Holocaust tribunal, and there'll be good old Abe Foxman there to do it. Well, I got news for them. They ain't going to win. And unfortunately, they are going to come down real hard when the time comes. John Clark will be with us, and your calls in the next segments. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we are back, and before we bring John Clark aboard, I know he doesn't mind deferring to another call. We had Joe on the line, and Joe, let me give you a chance to come on now and say what you wanted to say, sir.
Hi, Rick.
Yes,
hi,
how
Rick.
Are you?
Good, you?
Very well, thank you, Joe.
You were speaking earlier of a beast system fighting against God. Well, mm-hmm. Revelation just happens in Revelation 19,
mm-hmm.
Verse 19 says this, "And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies." Sound familiar? Gathered together to make war against him, capital M,
mm-hmm.
that sat on the horse, and against his army. Here we see the false Christ gather the world governments and its armies into one force to destroy Christ and his army. Interesting that you should say that.
Mm-hmm.
One other quick point, Rick.
Sure.
We see a country in South America, a communist nation, working together with a Christian nation, sending oil to poverty-stricken people in Boston, New York, and Rhode uh-huh. Island, and
uh-huh.
other states. It brings to mind Daniel chapter 2, verse 42. Actually, 41. "And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. But there shall be in it of the strength of iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with the miry clay. Catch this. And as the 10 toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. You know, when you try to combine communism with Christianity, you've got a very weak mix.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when that's the feet of the one world government.
Mm-hmm.
See, communism, Russia and the United States would make up the feet, or holding up the entire body.
Mm-hmm.
That awesome site that was described to Nebuchadnezzar by Daniel.
Right.
That great image, the head of gold and the body of silver and the legs of brass. But the feet were iron and clay. They were a weak mixture.
Mm-hmm.
Easily broken.
Mm-hmm.
So this here we see a country, a communist country, joining with a Christian country interest in defeat its poor people.
Yeah, well,
I find that fascinating.
In today's newspapers about the area here, New England, hardest hit, and buying oil directly from Venezuela. The fact is, we don't really need any of their oil. We, as you know from Lindsay Williams being on this program, America is energy independent. We don't need any oil from any other country if only we were allowed to bring the oil to America from Alaska and from Texas and from other states where they've been forced out of business.
Maybe there's someone in the background trying to make goodwill towards men.
Oh, sure. Sure. And the whole idea was to make us interdependent. You notice when George Bush speaks, he speaks before the World Affairs Council. He speaks before the Woodrow Wilson organization, the internationalists, the globalists, the people that brought us world wars, told us they were going to make peace and the world would be safer. Well, it's less safe now than ever before. So, you know, you'd think that people that had brains would catch on. But the reality is very few can think anymore. And whether it's the fluoridation of the water, the vaccines that we spoke of last night, or whatever, there is a fossilization, it seems, a hardening of the arteries in the brain matter of most Americans today, for they simply can't see or think anymore. And I think that is definitely part of the pattern. People have to be led around and dumbed down now to the point where we are almost like vegetables as a nation, a vegetable nation, you know?
Well, see, if you've got to keep your eye on the ball, it's the one world government.
Right.
All the nations of the world joined together.
Yeah, you notice I alluded to that earlier. We were speaking with our guest about the oil and energy situation. We all have to see America brought down by her standard of living, brought up by the cost of living, and then the Red Chinese, Mexico, all these other nations brought up to that level, the so-called third world nations, so we can be merged. We have to be part of the same system.
Same thing with the educational system.
Mm-hmm.
The American children have to be brought down to the level so that they will not be on an equal par with the world.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, Nebuchadnezzar, speaking of Nebuchadnezzar, right in his name, Nebuchadnezzar, Nebo is the god of learning. The Babylonians, and Nebuchadnezzar put it right in his name. You see, he highly respected education.
Uh-huh.
The Babylonians were very educated people. They had a library system equivalent to ours today with the binary method of counting. They actually checked out books and everything else. They were very, very highly advanced people.
And they have perished. And look at the Romans, look at all the Greeks and the Medo-Persian Empire and all of the rest of it. They've all come and gone, haven't they?
Yes, many attempts by many governments during this course of history to bring in the one world government.
Mm-hmm.
All have failed. But there will be one that will make a strong attempt in these end times. And here we see, never before have all the nations of the world been brought on board. This effort.
Oh, absolutely.
Fight against terror.
Yep.
You see?
The phony war.
If we
can
find a common enemy,
mm-hmm.
we have to have a common enemy, whether it's a an asteroid that's coming to the Earth. All the nations have to be mobilized to fight against this asteroid.
All right.
The same thing with terrorism.
Yep.
I mean, it's a good method of using techniques to gather the nations of the world together. I mean,
you create a boogeyman, you know, and then you chase them.
It's a nice gesture, but we know from the scriptures. See, we believe the scriptures. We don't just read them. We believe that the Antichrist of the end times would appear before the true Jesus, just before the true Jesus appears in Jerusalem. And knowing that fact ahead of time, you're sealed from being deceived.
That's right. That's right.
So
many will be deceived who are not prepared. And unfortunately, we certainly don't envy that position, do we?
So thank God that he left us these letters, scriptures, so that we would be forewarned and we could forewarn those that would listen.
Amen. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for the time, Rick.
You're welcome. All right. I appreciate that. We have this Canadian Prime Minister, Paul Martin, heading up the liberal wing there in Canada, attacking the U.S. now just for his own benefit politically, and the U.S. attacking him, warning him now. But the interesting thing is, he has come out and essentially pushed for a ban on handguns in his country. And this is nothing less than a total cheap political subterfuge, said the Citizens for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms Executive Director Joe Waldron, who's been on this show. He said, I'm not sure if they understand the small test north of the border, but Martin's attack on handgun owners sure doesn't pass it. This is a swarmy attempt to shift public focus away from his political troubles. So, with that in mind, we have no border at the top. We have no border at the bottom with Mexico. And what we're seeing now is instead of attacking illegal aliens and people crossing the border illegally, they're attacking handguns as the cause of crime. And now I bring on John Clark from Americans for Immigration Control. Isn't that ironic, John?
Yeah, it sure is. Your listener bringing up the fact of oil being sold from Venezuela, that started after so-called Jesse Jackson went down there and had a powwow with Hugo Chavez. And, and the reason why he's doing that is to try to start a Marxist revolution in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And the key word is poor, and poor, equated with Jesse Jackson, is black. Now, a perfect example is this San Quentin thing with this thug who was just put to death. This
Tookie Wookie.
Yeah, Tookie Wookie. Now, you know, here we go with the racist cards saying all racist, but yet only two black men have been executed. All the rest were white. So where's this race thing? Now, you know, it's the
point. Well, let me ask you this, John. If, in fact, Tookie was a white man, do you honestly believe there would have been this campaign by all of these leading black organizations against his execution?
No.
Of course not.
You know it, and I know it. One thing I want to point out, I hope your listeners tune in to C-SPAN tomorrow.
Okay.
It's probably going to be one of the most important votes we've had in a very, very long time. Sensenbrenner, Congressman Sensenbrenner, has a bill, the Immigration Enforcement Act, and it's going to create fireworks. Well, it already has with the Chamber of Commerce, United States Chamber of Commerce and other organizations, and our old buddy Grover Norquist, who's, been trying to destroy our immigration reform for many, many years, being a paid lobbyist for Microsoft and you name it, being also the conduit between the White House and Congress. And the one thing they're really upset about, which I've been pushing for many, well, not years, but probably about a year and a half, is the EVS, Employer Verification System. Well, it is in the bill.
All right, hold that thought, John, because we got the break now. When you come back, tell us about that bill and much more to come. John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control, now with us. Join us, 800-313-9443. That's the number, 800-313-9443. Uncensored Radio, Free America. I'm Rick Adams. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on.
Ouch. Ouch is right. Stepping on toes, huh? All right, John Clark, in this bill by Sensenbrenner, what do we expect to come out of it?
Okay, the employer verification system I've been pushing for a while now because I knew it would force the varmints out of the woodwork, and that's exactly what it's doing. A lot of people didn't feel that it was necessary. It wasn't really that important, but you have to cut off one of the magnets, and one of the magnets are these corporations that are bringing in illegal aliens as slaves for, you know, the cheap labor and wage suppression. Now, this EBS, the only problem with Sensenbrenner's bill, it doesn't have to be activated for a couple of years. What we're demanding is that it be activated immediately, now, which it can. Make it mandatory to have employer verification right now. It's been a pilot program for many years. Mm-hmm. They have all the bugs out of it. There's no cost to the employer. There's no cost to the taxpayer. And they could... you know, really get this settled real quick on who's hiring who. Now, the Chamber of Commerce is coming out. They're fighting tooth and nail to get this out. They don't want it mentioned. All the construction organizations don't want it out because they know they're hiring illegal aliens. They don't want verification. They got it out of our bill back in 95, 96. The other thing is that's in there is employer sanctions, which has been on the book since 1986 with the last amnesty. IRCA, Immigration Reform Control Act. And with the sanctions, which have never been enforced since 1986, it raises the penalty from $250, I think, to $5,000, which should be on a sliding scale on how large the organization is, the corporation. Now, like I said, it's never been enforced, and they said, well, how can they? Well, one of the ways is they can eliminate the tax break that these corporations get if they're fined. Like Walmart was fined $12 million for having the illegals working, as cleaning, the Walmart stores.
Yeah, multi-billion-dollar corporation, I might add. Yeah,
yeah, $12 million, but it's a tax write-off. It's a business loss.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I've been pushing on this, and we've been pushing AIC, is that we have to eliminate this tax loophole. I mean, it's just the price of doing business. Big deal. So we're fined $12 million. We write it off as a tax loss. It's the price of doing business. We saved $50 million or whatever it was by hiring illegals and not American workers.
Mm-hmm.
So this tomorrow, this fight is really going to be something. It's going to be fireworks.
And because they're getting ready, for Christmas recess now. So
right.
And fireworks will happen.
We've known this was coming along. Now, this is probably going to be the vehicle that the Senate is going to try to get their Bush's amnesty in. We know that. It's probably not going to be Senator Kyle's version. It'll probably be the Manchurian candidate, John McCain and Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the American public really has to watch this very closely tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. That's when it's going to be on the floor. It came out of committee today.
Mm-hmm.
And watch this, because this is really going to determine what's going to happen to this nation as a country. Watch it very closely. It's one of the most important votes to come along in a long time. So,
and that will be, of course, on C-SPAN.
C-SPAN tomorrow, and it's Sensenbrenner's Immigration Security Act, and they really should watch this. And there are other things in there, like, no more anchor babies. Also, the military on the border. I'm going to be sending out one of our documentaries that I made a few years ago, where a Border Patrol supervisor explained how we could seal the whole border with 7,500 troops. Now, that the Senate Judiciary Committee has that video. They're going to be shown to them shortly how we can seal the border with those 7,500 troops instead of saying divisions. We don't need divisions. And this fence is nonsense, because we had a fence approved 10 years ago, 11 years ago, and it's still not built. So all this is a smokescreen and everything else. Now, even some of this bill that Sensenbrenner has in there, like I said, they don't have to comply with this for a couple of years, the EVS and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has to be done now, and that's what your listeners have to demand. Call in and say, we need employer verifications now. We need the 7,500 troops on the border now. We need the tax deduction taken away from these corporations if they are fined. That loophole has to be closed. No more anchor babies. I don't know how many of your listeners realize that when an illegal alien breaks into this country and has a child, the child becomes a U.S. citizen. I mean,
right. We've talked about it many times. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And most Americans are totally opposed to that, by the way.
Well, they're feeling the heat. And some of the Republicans that are going along with this are feeling the heat. Not only that, they feel if they follow Bush, they're going to go down in flames, because he doesn't care. He's a lame duck. And if they follow what he wants with this amnesty, and that's exactly what it is, a guest worker program. I mean, these people have broken into the country. Bush wants to let them stay here. They have to register, pay $1,000 or $3,000 or whatever. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's
going to open the doors for anybody that wants to come here. I mean, there's billions of people who would like to come to this country.
Well, that's true, John. There's some that are trying to get out now because it's gotten so bad to be an American. But when we come back, I want to discuss that and also what's going on in Kansas right now. We'll talk about that, too. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned. John Clark, our guest.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Okay, and we are back. John Clark, Rick Adams, and John, I know you've been following this. You know, this is a concomitant problem with the illegal invasion into America, and that is that we have now reached the point where Spanish is seemingly becoming the unofficial official language of the United States. And as you know, in Kansas recently, a school teacher threw out of the classroom a student because that student was speaking Spanish instead of English. Now, of course, a whole battery of so-called civil liberties attorneys and others are threatening to sue and threatening to bring down the establishment because of this insanity in which we expect Americans to speak one language, English, not Spanish. We saw, of course, the La Raza get involved immediately. And what was your reaction to all of this, John Clark?
Well, I think we've discussed this before, Rick, and that's the fact how powerful language is with all the different countries in South America, Central America, Mexico, Puerto Rico, so on. And the two things that bind them together is language, Spanish, even though they all have different cultures, they all united as one. Whenever you say Hispanic, they speak the Spanish language. That's exactly what they're trying to do in this country. Every ATM machine says Spanish, and we have to defend, the English language and make it the official language of the government. We've been trying to do it for years, only for the simple fact of cost-cutting in the government instead of all this bilingual that has to be translated with translators and paperwork and everything, and we just haven't been able to do it. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that English is not the official language of this country, and they are using it to balkanize this country.
I mean, we never thought we'd ever see the day when we'd have to have an official language, because it was never thought of before. People came here as immigrants, became citizens, naturalized, were born here, and they spoke this language, the American language. This is their native tongue now.
Yeah, they couldn't wait to learn English when they came here. They don't want to. They're being supported by La Raza and MALDEF and the Ford Foundation. I mean, they have billions of dollars supporting, these illegals. And, I give you a really ludicrous thing that just happened today. Our friend Barbara called me.
Yep, Barbara Cole.
Mm-hmm. Right, and told me that the producer that had done the documentary about Super Size Me, about the McDonald's, going out and eating the McDonald's and the way he wound up, wanted me to be in a documentary about illegal aliens. So I called him and I said, what's the slant on this documentary? He said, well, I'd like you to live with undocumented immigrants for a month. And I said, wait a minute, you've already just told me your slant when you said undocumented immigrants. Number one, they're not undocumented. They are illegal aliens. He said, what do you mean by that? I said, they're criminals. They're illegal aliens. And I said, if you want me to go on that show, sure, I'll do it. But as soon as I get there, I'm going to call immigration and have them all deported. And then he wanted to have a illegal go into a family, American family, and live with them for a month just so they can see, compassion. I said, well, you're going to make me look like Archie Bunker, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
And I said, no. And I said, I'm going to tell everybody I know in immigration not to help you, not to go, because I see what your slant is. As soon as you said undocumented immigrant, forget it. And I said, as far as having an illegal come into the house and live for a month, I said, I would probably be arrested for harboring an illegal alien the first time that immigration would ever do that. Okay. So, no. And I said, forget your show and also forget 60 Minutes. I don't know if you saw the hatchet job that 60 Minutes did on immigration.
I'll be honest, I never watched 60 Minutes. I don't have 60 minutes of time to watch, but go ahead.
Yeah,
what did
Bradley was on there. All they showed was how many migrants, they call them, dying in the desert, 400 of them. They showed a poor woman, a Mexican woman, crying, another illegal crying, and they're just prepping the audience to accept this invasion from these countries. And he says, well, we want to show why they're coming to this country. I said, we know why they're coming to this country. I said, at one time they were migrants coming over and picking the lettuce and so on. I said, that's not true anymore. There are so many criminals that are fleeing their own countries, coming here. MS-13 gangs is one example.
Mm-hmm.
Terrorists. Tom Tancredo has just found out there's have been at least 55 known terrorists coming across the Mexican border. Now, when are we going to get a grip? And that's why it's so important to watch this thing tomorrow on the show, and you're going to see who the real enemy is. Well, most people know who the enemy is already. I mean, these people in Congress, all they care about is staying in office.
Mm-hmm.
Staying in office. If they don't play the game, they're not going to stay there. I mean, you look at some of these people who have been in office for 10 years, you go, my God, where did these people come from? I mean, just look at them. When they were all standing there after 9-1-1, you go, where did this group of people come from? This is the people running our country. And I talk to them all the time. I'm up on the Hill, and I'll say something to them, and I go, my God, you've got to be kidding. You're the government, and you're running this country for me?
Mm-hmm. It's an insane asylum. But the inmates are running it. All right, let's take some calls, 800-313-9443. But a quick comment, quick observation, quick note, or a quick question. John Clark, Americans Against for Immigration Control, because it's not immigration anymore, it's invasion. And we'll go to Eric in Arkansas wants to join us. Hello, Eric.
Hi. I was listening to your comment about the anchor babies and that everybody born in the United States is automatically a citizen of the United States, which everybody believes is right there in the first part of the 14th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm 71 years old. I've been in this since 1964, and I used to go through all that stuff, and none of it ever worked. And finally, I started doing my own homework and my own studying, and I read the 14th Amendment, and I found There's nothing in the 14th Amendment that provides that everybody born here is automatically a citizen. It's a misconstruction. If you go to the fourth article of the 14th Amendment, it says, citizens of the United States shall not complain about being required to pay the national debt. That's a condition of servitude. Go to the 13th Amendment. Involuntary servitude is prohibited. So that requires that U.S. citizenship to be a voluntary status. I have used this myself ever since 1970. I was one of the leaders in the tax revolt in California in the later 60s.
Mm-hmm.
I beat the IRS in less than 5 minutes. They wanted me to pay $240,000 income tax, all based on their being totally unable to prove that I was a citizen of the United States. It all goes right into the fourth article of the 14th Amendment, which clearly establishes that citizenship of the United States is a servitude status. 13th Amendment forbids it. And you have to volunteer into it. And when children born in the United States reach 16 years old, they go down to the DOT or the DMV and apply for a driver license. And in the form, they volunteer themselves into U.S. citizenship status. Mm-hmm. I am of the posterity of the people of the preamble. Everybody in this country seems to think that the people of the United States and citizens of the United States are one and the same. They are not. They are clearly not.
You're absolutely right about the 14th Amendment, and they know it in Washington, D.C., and they've been trying to stall us for years on that. Brian Bilbray, a congressman from California, tried for years. He had H.R. 7 that was trying to get this turned around. He's no longer in office. Anybody that bucks the system and tries to get this, they are out. Jim Traficant's another. But, I mean, it's just ludicrous that a person, a criminal, crawls across the border as a child, and the child becomes a U.S. citizen.
But
not only that, we have all these...
But it's not only the foreign-born Mexicans that are coming here and pulling that. It's the government of the United States pulling it on the people that are born here, that are legitimately here, that are born here.
Mm-hmm.
They force them, they lead them to believe and teach them at the government school system that when they're born here, they are automatically a citizen of the United States. And that simply isn't true. You have to volunteer into it. I was born here. In 1934, that when I was in tax court, they couldn't prove that I had volunteered into U.S. citizenship status. And they dropped the case, and they said, the judge said that he would take it under advisement. I never, ever heard from him again. We were out there in 5 minutes.
Yeah,
we
getting into the
past.
Real nitty-gritty of the language of the law and what it really means to be in the United States or versus citizenship. I understand what you're saying, but for purposes of this discussion, we're trying to deal with the immigration problem
crisis. I agree with you, but people need to understand that the whole thing is tied together, that the key to it is understanding the 14th Amendment, that there's no such thing as an anchor baby that gives the mother or the child citizenship.
Right.
It simply isn't in the 14th Amendment.
Yes, and we know that. We've pointed it out, and, you know, these... Bozos in Washington, D.C. are traitors. Just keep going on because these are more voters, more money coming in, and the cheap labor, and it's just continuing.
Okay, well, Eric, thank you. I got a break for other callers, but I appreciate your input. We're going to do a program coming up on the 14th Amendment, the amendment that was never legally ratified in a subsequent broadcast, and that'll throw another iron into the fire. Let's take a call, though, from Roger in Pennsylvania. Hi, you're on the program with John Clark.
Yeah, thanks, gentlemen. And I don't know how you missed with two mentions of the 14th here, and that is the to assert, as Phyllis Schlafly suggested, the two-prongedness of the citizenship, that is the conjunction with the word and, born in the United States and subject to its jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably want to carry that a little further.
Yeah. Yes, we would, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes, Phyllis is a great champion on our immigration issue now. We've been working with her for a number of years. She's really on the forefront on the immigration issue. And she is trying to do what she can on this employer verification also. She's a great lady, and she's done a lot for us.
Well, you see what's happened with Bush now in his nonsensical appearance to the border, try to make it look like he's doing something, because he's feeling the heat. Congress is feeling the heat, you know, and they're not doing anything. I was just quoting a poll tonight, and I don't know how accurate it is. It came from NBC, but let's take it at face value. One of the questions asked was, do you have faith in Congress, or something to that effect? Over 60% said no, they have disdain for the Congress of the United States. And guess what they said? Not Republicans, not Democrats, both parties. Well, the American public is angry with both parties.
Yeah, well, there are a few good ones up there, but very, very few.
Very few, because the others
like
are all bought off.
If they don't play the game, then they're out of Washington. I've seen so many come and go.
Right.
I've seen people that are dead now. I've seen people that are in prison.
That's
people
right.
that are out of office.
Sure.
And one way or another, these two-party system controls everything.
It's not even a two-party system, John. Just like you don't like to use the word illegal immigration, I can't use the word two-party. It's
well,
one
yeah,
party, Republican.
Yeah, you're right. But
they stink. The both of them stink, and the American public has to give them their wrath.
Well, they are feeling the heat, because 85% of the American public wants our borders enforced. They want it closed.
Right.
But these jokers, they are traitors. They are traitors to this country.
Mm-hmm.
But I really encourage your listeners to watch this C-SPAN tomorrow.
Sure.
Because they're all going to crawl out of the woodwork, and they're going to see exactly who these vermin are.
Right.
And they're going to have to call them, fax them, do whatever they can to say, demand those things that I've talked about earlier, the employer verification, the anchor babies, the troops on the border. It was the Minutemen who really stirred up this hornet's nest, back in April.
Mm-hmm.
That really gave awareness of what's happening out at the border, that it can be closed. And that really embarrassed Bush and Condoleezza Sleazy Rice.
Yes. All right. Go ahead, quickly.
Yeah, did you hear anything about any congressional resolutions to assert the and subject to the jurisdiction? That means other than for criminal departments, that there is no jurisdiction. Resolution of that effect, and God bless.
Thank you. I have not. Have you, John?
Wait, I didn't understand the question.
Well, he was talking about in the resolution in Congress, whether or not you've heard any of the language that we've just discussed, pursuant to who's a citizen of the United States or not, and that hasn't even entered into the question.
Well, that is in this bill, the anchor babies. And
the real meaning of the, because the argumentation is based on the fallaciousness of the 14th Amendment, but the bill you're talking about by Sensenbrenner is the one that deals with the anchor babies specifically,
right,
without getting into long definitions. Right.
There's a lot of amendments with this bill, but it's very, very important, but also the follow-up of the Senate. You're talking about Kansas. Senator Brownback is one of the worst senators in this country, along with Senator Hagel.
No kidding.
Senator Hagel in Nebraska, I think I mentioned this on one of your earlier shows, when Doris Meisner, of all people, went in and tried to verify people working at the packing plants, well, he threatened to get her fired, Senator Hagel, because he's in the back pocket of all these packing plants.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Senator Brownback. You know, with all these illegals coming into Kansas, look at the paper in Kansas City, the Kansas City Star. Most people call it the Kansas City Red Star.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the border states.
It's the whole nation.
You see my documentaries of people interviewed all over the country. I'll be sending you the first one, Border Out of Control, How We Can Seal the Border. I'll be sending that to you tomorrow.
Right. Good. Thank you, John. I know you're signing some books that you've written, too. We'll talk about that in just the last few minutes of the program. But let's take a quick call or two now again. Bob in Western Colorado. Hi, you're on the program.
Ah, thank you to two statesmen of this union of our states.
Okay. Amen.
I was wondering, John, if possibly some of the criminals that are coming across our southern border might be a vanguard for the Mexican Army, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you, and happy holidays.
Amen.
Well,
Merry
Christmas. The Mexican Army has, I have filmed them assisting not only the drug smugglers, but also illegal aliens, supplying them with food and everything right at the border. We know that the Mexican military is involved with this, and if it is a effort on the part of Mexico for colonization, which a lot of people feel we are being colonized by Mexico, not just the Southwest, but Aztlan, then yes, with anywhere from 12 to 30 million illegals in this country, I mean, that's an army. I mean, say half of only 1% of those, that's still an army within.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not only coming from Mexico, but Red China, all the illegals that are in this country. The difference between the two, the Chinese remain below the radar screen because they're out there busy, very industrious, working, and but they are a fifth column. And when you say the Mexican military, advance guard, well, of course, they have found illegal alien working in top security government plants here in this country. Right after TWA Flight 800 went down, mm-hmm. we went to Newark Airport and found 100 illegal aliens with security clearances cleaning aircraft at mm-hmm. Newark Airport.
I'm not surprised. Hey, we're going to take a break, John, and we'll take one more call, Charlie in California, when we come back. And then, John, I want you to wrap up and talk about the books you've written, okay? We'll
sure.
be right back. Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park.
Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Yes, indeed. That's where we are. Support RBN. Help us now because we want to continue and get over this hump. And tomorrow night we'll be on with Scott Smith and myself. Scotty Smith, as I call him, and we'll be back to talk about RBN and fundraising as well. But right now, quick call, and then we have to finish out the hour. Charles from California, hi, you're on the program.
Am I on?
You're on now, sir.
Okay. One thing I never hear any Border Patrol or border groups talk about
is the United Nations Agenda 21, which makes all these illegal aliens migrants, which are just going to look for work, which is part of the UN system.
Yes.
Why is it that nobody talks about that? They just kind of make like we have sovereignty and that we were a real nation.
When you say nobody, who do you mean? You mean the mainstream media?
Well, you hear the Minutemen and you hear all these people. I mean, I'm totally against the illegal aliens myself, but they never go to the source, which is the UN and all the treaties we've signed with the UN.
That's a good point. That's a good point. All right. Hang up, and I'll let John answer that from his perspective. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, there have been many times people have mentioned the UN over the years, immigration reform groups. Our group has over the years. I think we focus really mostly on the organizations directly here in this country, La Raza, MALDEF, the Ford Foundation, you know, companies that we can do something with. The UN... you know, we know that, you know, they're part of the globalist program.
Right, right.
But we have gone after the UN, but we
will
really
continue to do
the,
so.
Yeah, we
Yeah,
we
I mean,
have,
just only so much time in every program.
Right, and I mean, we're fighting a major battle here with, against billions of dollars.
But we're against them, too, no question. John, quickly, you have, what, a couple of book signings or something coming up now from different parts of the country?
Yeah, I'm doing another book signing Friday, and I'll probably be in Walden's bookstores probably starting in January, February, and I will keep you up to date what cities I'll be doing that.
And the books that you have written are what now, very quickly?
Poseidon, which is my story about my close encounter.
Yep.
And Dead Angel, which is about growing up with Jerry Garcia from 5 years old.
Yeah, and, both books. You know, and one of them, or both of them, I think you had one of them that... You're considering a movie deal with, right?
Yeah, the treatment's already been done for Dead Angel, the one about Jerry Garcia. In fact, I have a couple extras. I will send you those along with the video and see what you
Excellent. Think. All right. Thank you, John. It's been a pleasure again having you back on. If we don't speak to you before Christmas, have a Merry Christmas and be safe.
You too.
Thank you, brother. Okay. John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. You can look him up on the web as well if you'd like. And we're just about out of time, unfortunately. It flew by, as we do all the time here. Tomorrow night, back with our wrap-up with Scott Smith. Scotty Smith and Rick Adams will join forces tomorrow night instead of Friday, which we will have off. And we will have an encore broadcast Friday night that I think you will enjoy. Tell all your friends to tune in just the same. So, basically, that is the end of today's program, Uncensored Radio Free America. Tell all your friends on shortwave, new listeners, shortwave, satellite, and, of course, the Internet, as well as our great micro stations. God willing, we shall return tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Central, with Scott Smith and Rick Adams joining forces. Till then, God bless you, and keep the faith.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work. You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law. That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals. Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns. No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us? The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.